the way, when you were a boy, did you say peanuts or did you have
anything? Goober peas.
Goober peas. Yes, nobody says that anymore, is that
right? That's about physical and peanuts. Fresh roasted peanuts, dime a sack.
Oh, yeah. We used to raise the things and pick them up in here. Well, that's popcorn. That's what kids had,
you know.
Popcorn in the wintertime. Peanuts, popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Now to go to the store and it's
popsicles and ice cream and candy bars and this and that and the other. Children don't know nothing better. But we didn't have money.
Told
about
but one.
We had plenty of good old popcorn and peanuts.
Mm-hmm. To get back to molasses for a minute, did you keep molasses on the table, like do sugar?
All the time. That's all the time. Good molasses.
Now, how would you keep it?
In a little old molasses pitcher.
Well, we had a little molasses stand about this. I just spout it and pour it out of it.
But it's
young. Put that one out. We'll buy it.
What's a stand?
A molasses stand. Well, we just call it that. I don't know. It's a molasses jar.
Something like this. This is new. My little granddaughter gave me this. Put in something like that. And they were aluminum, some of them then.
You could break what you call a stand?
Yeah, molasses stand.
That's molasses stand.
I see.
My little granddaughter gave me this. Dan, I've got water now. We just use a bottle.
I had a neighbor that was trying to tell things all the time, too big, but since you went to so-and-so's house and there was the best folks ever I saw, sat there sometime and eat peanuts hugs, like it was knee-deep in the pool out there.
You really enjoy it, huh?
That kind of made you laugh to think about it.
How did you buy, did you buy anything in sacks or bags that you could describe? How about fertilizer?
When the first fertilizer came in was in a heavy, I call it cotton sacks. Same as we might call sugar sacks. Heavy sacks. And we'd sell, we'd use that fertilizer, and women would and take them sacks and rip them open and sew them together and make shirts out of them.
And
made a good shirt. They done fine.
Oh,
see if they come down those 6-12-12 on the back of it for 5-3-9-7. Nothing uncommon. It's just, that kind of fertilizer you use.
It's pretty good cloth then.
That's right.
Was it cotton?
It was good heavy cotton, that's right. Uh-huh. Almost thick enough and hard, but it was good stuff.
Uh-huh. How about things like, a wider mesh sack, tougher, made out of grass or something? Do you have any of those? What I'm wondering about, did you have croaker sacks or?
Croaker sacks. There used to be a tow bag of coconuts came in, big coconut sacks. That must not be a hit.
Well, I've heard two words here. One is a tow sack.
Tow sack.
And another is a croaker.
Croaker sack.
Croaker sack.
I'm sure what tow sack is, but whether they tell you or not, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well, croaker sack was never used during the year.
My neighbor said that has a toe sack twill. You know what I mean by that now? A toe sack twill, said that's tough as sweet leather.
You know what duck head overalls made out of, that stuff.
Duck head overalls?
The cotton sacks was made out of stuff. It was that tough. Of course, the overalls now are not tough as they used to be. Because we bought a pair the other day, and they're good. And cotton sack goods was like, you'd say it like that, but it was a little bit tougher and it's soft, creamy, white, made out of sorry cotton.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, they,